Let's pray. Father, I love you. Lord, tonight I come tonight, Father, and I ask you to bless this reading of your word tonight. Lord, I ask tonight that they hear not me, but Father, I ask tonight that they hear you. Lord, I pray tonight that we see you high and lifted up. I pray tonight, Father, as the Bible says, I write unto you. Father, this has been written unto us tonight. Lord God, we just take this word tonight and apply it to our heart. Lord, I pray tonight, Father, when we walk out of this place that we can say it's been good to be in your house tonight. Father, I thank you for all the praise reports tonight, Father God, that wouldn't mention, but I know we got them. Lord, I just pray tonight for the prayer request. Lord, I thank you for that song that you've been better than good, Lord God. Lord, I pray tonight that you just saturate this service with the Holy Ghost. Lord, I pray tonight this have your will and way in this service. And we'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory that you deserve. And I ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. The Bible says in 1 John chapter number 2 and verse number 12, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. And I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. And I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Father, once again, we thank you tonight for this word. Thank you for the written word. I pray tonight, Father, as we read this text, that we understand tonight that you're writing to us. Lord, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for Calvary and I thank you for the blood. I ask it tonight in Jesus' holy, precious name. And all of God's people say, amen. You may be seated tonight. I write unto you. As we come tonight at verse number 12 here, and we just sticking with the book of John tonight, 1 John, and we're just going down, and we just read that book. You know, if you skip around and you topical preach, you'll preach on topics that you like, you'll preach on topics that the congregation likes, and you'll never get into the meat of the Word of God. And I love that about the Bible. If you'll just stick with the book of the Bible, and you'll preach that Bible through, you won't have to preach on sin, you won't have to preach on the Savior, you won't have to preach on none of that. The Bible will do it itself. You'll just preach that Word, it'll take care of what's going on in anybody. Life. You don't have to call out the sin. You don't have to call them things out. The Bible will take care of itself tonight. Tonight, as we come here, though, verse number 12, John says, I write unto you. As we read that statement, it's very important who he is writing to. And tonight, if you think about that, there's three people that he's talking to here in the text and that he's writing to. And he says tonight that he's writing to these three individuals and he is writing to encourage these people. And tonight, when you leave out of here, there's three individuals that's in this text. And I want you to, tonight, when you walk out of this place, I want you to see where you're at in this word tonight. There's three people that you're going to see here tonight. And I want you to, when you walk out of here, you're going to be one of these three. If you're born again, now if you're lost, you're not none of these three. If you're lost, you're none of these three. If you're born again, you are one of these three. And where you find yourself in these three is according to who you are and how much you study the Word of God and how much you let the Word of God pour in. And tonight, as I study that and I understand that tonight, I understand this. My little boy's in the back there, and there's going to come a time that he's going to grow up and he's going to get up in age. Right now, he sucks a passy, and we give him that to pacify him. But there's going to come an age in his life that I'm not going to give him a passy to pacify him, because he's going to get grown, he's going to get older. How foolish it would be if he was 21 years old walking around with a passy in his mouth. Man, that'd be foolish. But you know, there's a lot of Christians, when they don't get their way and they don't get what they want, they walk around with a passy in their mouth. They walk around that way and they get bitter and they get numb and they get calloused and they get cold and they get complacent in their walk. But tonight, I want to show you three people in the Word of God here. And tonight, I want you to know, when you line up with the Word of God and you read it and you study it and you understand that it is written unto you, you will grow in the body of Christ. Look with me tonight, if you will, in verse number 12, the first one that he writes to, he says, little children. And that little children tonight, you say, preacher, who is little children? That's somebody that has just been born again. That's somebody that can be 90 years old. They can be 90. They can be 80. They can be 70. They can be 10, it don't matter their age. When he says little children, that is people that has just been born again. You know, if you're 90 years old and you've just been born again, you're a babe in Christ. Tonight, as we read this text, he says, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you. He says, the little children tonight in the faith, how grateful we should be as little children tonight. Once you are born again, you become a child in Christ Jesus. Tonight, I don't know about you, but I thank God that tonight that I'm a child of God. Ain't you? I thank God tonight that I'm a child of God. Hey, I don't have a lot of things and I don't know a lot of things, but there's one thing I know tonight, that my sins have been forgiven tonight. The Bible says in verse number 12, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you. Tonight, as we read that tonight, you say, preacher, when does my sins get forgiven? Hey, when Jesus died on the cross, what sin did he die for? When he died on the cross, he died for the past sins. He died for the present sins, and he died for the future sins. Tonight, when he died on that cross, he died for you and I. And I want you to look with me, if you will, to Luke 24 and verse number 47. The Bible says tonight that when we get to that place in our life as little children in the faith, man, I want you to know I didn't know a lot when I got saved. All I know is I was lost, and now I'm going to heaven. Amen. Hey, I didn't know a lot. I still don't know a lot, but I know this, that I'm washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. There's been a change in my life. When we come to church, I told my wife, man, when I was in my 20s, I was 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Man, I had nothing but pride in my life. I wasn't humble. I wasn't none of them things. If you told me not to do it, I was going to do it. If you told me I couldn't do it, I was going to do it. But I want you to know, in August of 2007, I want you to know I met somebody that was bigger than me. I met somebody that was higher than me, and his name is Jesus. And I want you to know that night that I met Jesus, he saved my soul. And when he saved my soul, I become a child of God. And you say, preacher, what happened when you become a child of God? And I love preaching on forgiveness, don't you? I love preaching on repentance and remission of sins. And the Bible says tonight in Luke 24, 47, I'm talking about little children in the faith, how grateful we should be tonight that our sins has been forgiven. Look what he says in verse 47 of Luke 24, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Where's that? It should here. It should start at home here. That repentance is what we need. Repentance is what we need in the world we live in. You say, preacher, what is repentance tonight? Repentance is this. It's not that I got called. It's not that I've been called up with. But repentance is when I've seen Jesus for who he is and for what he's done in my life. Can I say to you tonight, he's not a rock and roll Jesus. Can I say to you tonight, he's not a Hollywood Jesus. I say to you tonight, he is a holy Jesus tonight. He is the Son of God tonight, and he is seated on the right hand of the Father. And he says tonight that we're grateful for his name's sake. How do we have repentance tonight? I don't have repentance in myself. I have repentance in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That repentance is in the name of Jesus. When you get that name of Jesus, man, I'm telling you, it'll change some things. Look what he says. That repentance tonight, that is the regret or remorse for your actions. I want you to know that night that I got saved and I become a little child in Christ Jesus, that night was the first time in my life that I had true Holy Ghost repentance in my life. Amen. I ask you tonight, have you ever had true Holy Ghost repentance? I'd done been to jail. I'd done been to rehab. And I hadn't had Holy Ghost repentance. But that night, listen to me, that night, it woke glory to God. That night in that revival, when the Holy Ghost came down and he convicted me and he showed me where I was wrong, and I went to that altar, I said, Lord God, I know I'm a sinner and I am sorry for the way that I've been living. Come into my life and save me. I truly repented of my sin at that night. Oh, let me tell you this. He says this, though, and when we become a little children in the faith, we ought to be grateful that he's forgiven us of our sins, but only as we repentance. But he said there is remission tonight. I want you to get this tonight. He says, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name. If you want repentance tonight, it'll only come through Jesus' name. Glory to God. If you want remission tonight, it'll only come through Jesus' name. Let me give you what remission is. Remission is this. It is forgiveness and absolute discharge of what's against you. Forgiveness. Remission is gone. Tonight, I want you to know the world may know your faults and it may know your failures and it may know everything you've done wrong. But let me tell you tonight, when you get under the blood of Jesus Christ and you get washed by the blood, you become a child of God. Amen. And the Bible says the only body that brings that up is the accuser of the brethren. He'll bring up your past, but God, Jesus, he will never bring up your past. When he forgives you, he casts it as far as the east is from the west, and you become a child of God. Man, that does something for me. When you had a past like I have, I'm telling you, we fixing to be married 22 years Friday. Woo, glory, 22, amen. I'll never forget, we was at NACO, man. We was working, we was getting at it. And I'm telling you, I walked in that day and we was going to get married. And old Mushu Myers, he got my picture out of the paper. Me and Brandy, I had hair, I had old black goatee hanging down. And Brandy, boy, she was all like she is now, all dolled up. I'm telling you, Brother Harold, she was dolled up on one side and the other. And they took her picture and put it in the paper. And they up there at NACO, they hung it in the break room and put a thing on there and said, we won't give it 6 months. 6 months, that marriage won't last. They ain't no way that woman's going to stay with you. They ain't no way. But I thank God tonight that I have a Father in heaven. Amen. And what he puts together, let no man put asunder. I thank God tonight when I didn't deserve grace, he sent grace down. Amen. I thank God tonight when I tried to break it apart, he kept it together. Amen. You say, preacher, you don't know. Oh, I've been there. I do know. Now I'm a child of God. But let me show you this tonight. He said that there's repentance and remission for the forgiveness of sins tonight, and it must be preached in the name of Jesus Christ. Tonight you will not have no repentance, you'll have no remission of sin if it ain't through the name of Jesus Christ. It's got to go through Jesus. But I see something else in the text tonight. He says, little children, if you look in verse number 12, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Now your sins are forgiven for his name's sake, not for your sake, for his name's sake. Now remember that tonight. It's for his name. And tonight, when you realize I'm forgiven tonight because of his name, see, it ain't because of my name. It ain't because I'm Brother BJ. I ain't got none. My sins would never have been forgiven if it had been because of my name. Well, maybe y'all with me tonight. You see, my name won't get you nowhere. You might go downtown and charge $20 worth of gas, about all you're going to get. But let me tell you tonight, when you use the name of Jesus Christ, there's authority there. And he says tonight that I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. It's for his name's sake. But I see somebody else he's talking to. And tonight, by the way, I'm asking you a question. Are you a child of God tonight? Are you part of the family tonight? Are you a child of God? Well, tonight, if you are, you don't need to stay just right there. A child of God's great, but little children, you don't need to stay there. You need to grow. You need to grow up in what God's called you to do. You need to get to a place in your life that you don't stay down here on the milk, but you get to the meat. You get to that place in your life where you can handle the meat of the word and you handle what God's given you. You need to get to that place in your life tonight, and I'll show you this. He says, I write unto you little children, but in verse 13, look what the second person he wrote to. First one's little children, and how grateful I am to be a child of God. But look at this tonight. He says this, I write unto you, fathers. I write unto you, fathers. He said there's a time in your life that you was a little child, but now you've become a father. Father in the faith. As I studied this and I read this, I remember men in my life that was my fathers in the faith. I remember that I'd go to, and most of them that I would go to for spiritual advice, you know what? They're done gone on to be with the Lord. Most of them's done gone on. You know some that's done gone on to be with the Lord. Well, if all these fathers going to be with the Lord and none of us grow up to be fathers in what God's called us to be, who are we going to father? Who are we going to take care of? Who are we going to tell the truth? Who are we going to mentor? Who's going to be that? Who's going to fill their shoes? Well, I got good news tonight. You're going to fill their shoes, and I'm going to fill their shoes. Amen? That's who he's put into place. You're a child. Now it's time to grow up to be a father in the faith. Look what he says tonight. Those that are stable, the fathers are the ones that are stable tonight. I write unto you fathers. He said, I write unto the fathers of the faith tonight, men of God and women of God tonight that stand true. They don't get tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine and everything that runs through. They stay with the stuff. They stick with the book tonight. They don't get blown away, but they stick with it. Look what he says. I write unto you fathers because you have known him that is from the beginning. Oh, you're talking about from the beginning. Look in 1 John there, 1:1. He said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes. Talking about a father. He said, I've heard him and I've seen his grace. I've seen his goodness in which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. He says tonight, those fathers that are stable, they have maturity in the faith. Those that have grown up, if you would. They've grown up in the faith. They've grown up. They may not, like I've said many times, I don't have no pedigree in my family. I don't have a line of preachers. I don't have a line of deacons in my family. I don't have a line of them things in my physical family, my family at home. But I want you to know, I thank God tonight that I can start something in my family. Amen? I can start something there, and that's the word of God tonight, and preaching it to my family. Let me give you this tonight, the Philippians chapter number 3, if you'll turn there in verse number 10 tonight. I want to show you this in the text. He says, little children in the faith, they're grateful. And fathers, they're stable tonight. fathers that are stable in the faith tonight. Philippians chapter number 3 and verse number 10. Philippians chapter number 3 and verse number 10. One of the greatest things I get to say is this right here. They say, hey, Brother Roy Parker, does he still go to church over there? I say, yeah, he's still going. Brother Shay Taylor, he's still, Brother Gary, they still, yeah, they still go. What about if they don't still go, preacher? What do you say? I said, no, they don't still go. See, people are looking for you to grow up. Oh, glory. Woo, they're looking for me to grow up. Man, this is good. They're looking for me to grow up. They're looking for me. You know what they ought to be when they get looking for Brother B.J. Mills on Wednesday night? They ought to better find me at the house of God. Sunday morning, Sunday night, they ought to better find me at the house of God. Young, when I was a little children, when I was young in the faith, now you might not find me here. You may not find me there. I was saved, but you may not find me there. Because if something was going on, I may not be there. But as I've grown in the faith, y'all understand what I'm talking about tonight. As you grow in that faith, you understand that it ain't only for you, but it's for the next man that's watching you. Look what he says tonight in Philippians chapter number 3 and verse number 10. Here's what Paul told the Philippians. Look what he said, that I may know him. What is that tonight? When you become a father and you become a father in the faith and you get stable in what God's called you to do, he says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection tonight. He said that I may know him. Who do you want to know tonight? Jesus Christ and the power of his resurrection. How he raised from the dead, and that same power that lives in him will live in you and it'll live in me and it'll raise us up, and we don't have to live the way we used to live. We can be set free from that bondage of sin. We don't have to be under that grip no more, but we can be set free. And tonight we need men of God and we need women of God showing younger people when they get saved, they don't have to be under that grip. They don't have to be under that hole. They don't have to have that yoke around their neck tonight. They don't have to live by the law, but they live by grace. Tonight, and when you live by grace, you can obey the law. Friends, tonight, I want you to know, if you try to live by law, you'll never enjoy grace tonight. But boy, listen to me tonight. When you get under grace, the law ain't near as like it used to be, because you're living under that grace line. He says, I write unto you, fathers. He says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. He said, I want to know this. I want to know his resurrection. I want to have fellowship with his sufferings tonight. I want to be fellowship with his sufferings. You know what? When I was a little child in Christ, listen to this tonight. Please don't miss this. When I was a little child in Christ at 27 years old, when they still invited me to go places, to parties and do things, you know what I did? I thought I would go. I wanted to go. I didn't want to be separated. I didn't want to be poured apart. I didn't want to be set aside. But as I become a father in the faith, you know what I realized is, I'm not going to get invited to them places. See, when I was a little child in the faith, I just went, I'm going to be friends with everybody. I'm going to love everybody. I'm going to get in there. I'm going to do what they do. But when I become a father in the faith, I realize, and I teach my daughter this, you're not going to get invited everywhere. Huh? Hey, I'm not going to get invited to a beer party. Huh? Nuh-uh. They're not going to do that. They're not going to invite me to them places. No, sir. Why? Because I'm not where I used to be, and you are not neither. You're growing. Hey, if you feel like you're getting left out, if you feel like you're getting left behind, praise God, amen. If you feel like they're singling you out, hey, you can't be around him, you can't be around her because they're living for God, praise God for that, that you're separated and you're not what you used to be. Thank God for that tonight. Woo, glory. And I wrote this down, and this right here, this is the way my mind processes things. He says, little children in the faith, but fathers, those that are stable, they want to be made conformable unto his death. They want to be what Christ Jesus is so they can prove that they have been born again. And here's what I wrote down. The problem is this. The problem is many Christians could care less. See, I can say that because I'm a Christian. The problem is, I'm talking about father. The problem is many Christians could care less about growing in Christ Jesus. Many Christians could care less about growing in their faith. I'm saved and going to heaven, that's all I care about. How pitiful that would be. How sad that is if I get saved, and I'll be saved for 30 years and I'm still running around on the milk. Still running around with a passy in my mouth. How pitiful would that be? How awful would that be? Man, my son's back there, and right now he's got a pacifier. I see his mama working with him back there trying to keep him quiet. That's okay right now, her rocking him and keeping him quiet. But Jerry Gabby, 12-year-old, he doing that whining and stuff? No. Why? Because he's not a little child no more. He's growing. What I'm trying to tell you tonight is this. The problem is many Christians could care less about growing in Christ Jesus. Turn with me to Luke, if you would, chapter number 9, and we're talking about fathers in verse number 62 tonight. Luke chapter number 9 and verse number 62. Luke 9 and verse number 62 tonight. I want to share this with you. We're talking about fathers that are stable, and you can see where they're at. You can see where they're at in the faith. You can see that they don't waver, but they stand on the Word of God. Folks, tonight, I thank God for men in this church that are being fathers, that are standing in the gap and being what God's called them to be. And I thank God tonight for women tonight that's standing in them gap, mothers that's standing in that gap and being what God's called them to be. Tonight he says this, though, number one, it's a little child. Number two, fathers, you've grown into a father. Look at this tonight. And Jesus said unto them, Luke chapter number 9 and verse 62, and Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. If you put your hand to the plow and you start plowing and you look back, you're going to get off course. Now, if you're going to be, and a man tonight, I understand it. He didn't say a little child. He didn't say little children here. He said if a man, that's somebody that's grown up. They're growing up. They've grown up in the Word. They're growing in Christ Jesus. And they've been plowing. I'm talking about they got their hand to the plow and they plow on the ground. And they take their hand off that plow. He said they're not fit for the kingdom of God. I want to share this with you tonight. This is what I wrote down. If you're going to grow, you've got to be willing to plow. If you're going to grow, you better get ready to plow. If you're not willing to hitch up to the gospel plow, I don't care if you're a man, woman, boy, or girl. If you're not willing to plow, you'll never grow. Nobody can plow for you. You got to plow yourself. As I read that about fathers in the faith, I've understood some things. There's men and women that you know and I know that has dropped that gospel plow and they've plowed and they've plowed and they've plowed. These fields out here, there's no way. They go through, you know what they do? They go through there, they plow them up, then they spray stuff on it and it kills all the weeds. Then they go back. They just don't throw seeds out there. You know what they do? They go plow it back again. Then they start dropping seeds. Then things can start growing. Tonight in your life and in my life, if I'm going to be what God's called me to be and I'm going to get off the milk of the Word and get on the meat, I'm going to have to be willing to do a little plowing. But plowing is hard work. Plowing takes dedication, and plowing tonight is why a lot of people stay on the milk of the Word, because they're not willing to plow the way God's called them to plow. You know what, tonight, you can't plow for me and I can't plow for you. I've got to be willing to plow my own row and you got to be able to plow your row. I told a guy today, planting seeds, sowing seeds tonight. If nobody was in this building, I went in this room back here and I started sowing the gospel seed and I started sowing it in that room, nobody there, that seed won't never get nowhere. You know where them seeds go? They go to souls. They go to souls. Hard ground, stony ground, thorny ground, good ground. It don't matter what the ground is. You just sow the seed. And that's what fathers do. Even when their children's not listening, even when people that are young in the faith that are coming up, they're not listening, they're just not listening. You know what that faithful father does? He keeps sowing that seed. He keeps planting that seed. You know why? Because he knows somebody's going to come around sometime and put water on it. But what he's looking for, he's not worried about the seed and the water as much as he is the increase that God's going to give. I thank God that people planted seeds in my life. I thank God that people watered it. But I'm more thankful that God gave the increase. He says tonight, fathers, please, I beg you tonight, learn to plow for your family tonight. I want to show you the third thing tonight. Little children in the faith, fathers that are stable. Look what he says in verse number 13. He says, I write unto you, young men. He had little children. He had fathers, and now he's come to young men. Look what he says. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. Ain't that good? I write unto you, young men, because you've overcome. They're not fathers yet, but they're not little children. They still stumble. They still have things. Oh, but I know him. I know the wicked one. I know the one that makes me stumble. I know the one that makes me do things. I know him. I see him right there, and I stay. He said, young men, you've overcome. Tonight, I don't know about you, but I want to be an overcomer. That's what my whole objective is tonight, is to be an overcomer. And tonight, as we read this in the text, he says, I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I want to share with you three places in the text about young men that are faithful. Young men tonight that become faithful. We have little children that are grateful. We have fathers that are stable, but young men that are faithful. I say tonight, I look up in the crow's nest tonight, and there's Brother Hagin, a young man in the faith that is faithful. Man, he's faithful. I see these young men in the church, and they're so faithful in what God's called them to do. I see it all around this building tonight, young men that are faithful in what God's called them to do, and they're wanting to do what God wants them to do. If you'll turn with me tonight, you say, how do they become faithful? They learn to search the Scriptures tonight. Acts chapter number 17 and verse number 11. I want to show you this. Acts chapter number 17 and verse number 11. We're talking about young men, young women tonight. These that are overcomers and because they've learned to search the Scriptures. They're not staying on the milk, but they're trying to go to that meat. They're going to that meat. They're going to where God's called them to be. And they're wanting to get on that meat of the Word tonight. And look what he says tonight. They learn to search the Scriptures. Acts chapter number 17 and verse number 11 tonight. The Bible says, Acts 17, 11. They were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the Word with all readiness of mind. And what did they do? They searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. I remember a time in my life when I was a little child. I didn't just got saved, hadn't been saved long. Read my Bible 3 or 4 weeks, laid it down, didn't pick it up 3 or 4 months. Maybe talking to somebody tonight, I don't know. If you lay that word down, you're laying down the living Word. It's the living Word. It's not a dead Word. It's a living Word. And it was as a little child, I'd lay that Word down for a long period of time. I wasn't lost. I was saved. But I'd lay that Word down, and I wouldn't grow in. But then I'd pick it back up, and as long as I had that Word, you know what tonight? You can't be depressed in the Word of God. Okay. You can't be sad if you're reading the Word of God. Now, you may quit reading it and get depressed. You may quit reading it and get sad. You may quit reading it and lose your joy. You may do these things, but as long as you're studying and you're searching these Scriptures, there's things that's going to be poured into your life because this is the living Word. And tonight, if you're dealing with something tonight and you say, man, I'd rather be home than here, hey, get into that Word. And as a little child, you'll lay that thing down. It'll be 3 or 4 months before you pick it up. Then you'll pick it up and you'll read it for a little period of time. Then you'll lay it down again. But listen to this. I'm talking about a young man. You know what a young man will do? He says here, he says he's going to pick it up and he's going to stay with it. He's going to stay with it. Why? Because he's wanting to learn how to be a father one day. He's wanting to know how he can be an elder in the faith and how he can grow up under the mighty hand of God. Look what he says tonight, that young men, they learn to search the Scriptures. Turn with me to Psalm 119 and verse number 11 tonight. They learn the seriousness of their testimony. These young men, they learn the seriousness of their testimony. I've seen it and you have too. People get saved. You've seen it and I have too. They get saved and they don't really care about their testimony. A young child, but you get this tonight. Every one of us in this room that has had a past, and we've all had a past. There's not one of us in this room that's had a bad past when we was a child, when we was growing up, and we was in our 20s and in our teens, that we go around bragging about it. You know what? We're ashamed of it, and we don't want nothing to do with it, because you know why we done that when we was a child? There's a lot of people that's been born again, and they lived any old way while they were born again, but when they got in that Scripture, and they become young men and young women, they started caring about their testimony. Man, Psalm 119:11. They care about their testimony. Man, they care about it tonight. Psalm 119 and verse number 11. I want to show you this tonight. Psalm 119 and I believe verse 11. Thy word, here it is. Talking about young men being faithful. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So young men understand, if I hide that word, when you was a child, you'd lay that word to the side. You didn't think you needed it that much. But as you become a young man, a young woman, you said, man, I got to have it. If I'm going to walk this walk, I got to have it. They learn to search the Scriptures. They learn the seriousness of their testimony. And if you'll turn to Psalm chapter number 1 and verse number 2, they learn to meditate on the Word of God. Psalm chapter number 1 and verse number 2. They learn to meditate on the Word of God. To meditate, to get to that place that you just meditate on that Word. Psalm chapter number 1 and verse number 2. We're talking about young men that meditate on that Word of God. The Bible says they learn to meditate. I'll never forget. I'm going to share this before I read this. Man, I was in a room with a bunch of fathers, elderly men at the church. And, man, I wasn't a little child no more. I was trying to be a young man, trying to grow up in the Word. And, man, these men was talking about their Bible studies of a morning and how they got the Word in and how they studied the Word and, man, how they expounded on it. And I was like, I said, man, how do you get up and go to work and do all that before you get to work? And I'll never forget Brother Larry Land. I'll never forget it. He looked me dead in the eye, and it was so simple, but I thought it was so hard. I said, man, how you get all that in? Man, I get up, and I get to work at like a minute till, you know? I don't have this spare time that you're talking about. He said, you got to get up early. I said, what are you talking about getting up early? He said, everybody, what you want to study? If you want to study, get up 2 hours more earlier. And I said, are you serious? He said, well, it just depends if it's worth it or not. If it's worth it, you'll get up. I thought for a second, I thought, man, he's telling me the truth. Kind of sounded like a little smarty at the moment when I heard it. As I thought about that, I said, that's so true. He said, preacher, I don't have time to delight myself in the Word. You and I both got to make time if we're ever going to get to the place where we're no longer on the milk, but we're on the meat. You've got to. Look what he says tonight in Psalm chapter number 1 and verse number 2. But his delight, young men, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. He delights in it. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Day and night he meditates on that Word. I'm going to share this with you in our closing tonight before the kids come back in. There's three people that are mentioned and we all fall into one of the categories. Tonight, little children, here's what basically what it is. All I know is I'm forgiven. I'm saved. That's all I know. You remember that in your life? Maybe you're still there tonight. All I know, preacher, is I'm saved. Will that get me to heaven? Yes, it'll get you to heaven. A father tonight is all I know is I'm forgiven and I'm a plowing. And young men says, all I know is I'm forgiven and have overcome Satan, and my testimony is important to me because it's important to Jesus. He says, I write unto you, whichever one of these you are tonight, on the authority of God's Word, you are a blessing. Young child, father in the faith, or young man, you are a blessing to Jesus Christ. He saved you and he's made you what you need to be. He says, I ride unto you. I remember in my time and you remember in your time, I ride unto you. There's been times I go check the mail and I still do it to this day. If it says Kaylee Bills, I don't open it. It ain't mine. I don't open it. If it says Brandy Mills, I don't open it. But if it's got my name on it, you know what I do? I tear into it. Most time it's just bills. But it ain't their fault. I'm the one signing the paper to get the bills to come. You know what I'm saying? But there's something else been written to me, and it's been written to you. And that's the Word of God. And I promise you tonight this on the authority of God's Word. If you'll stick with the God, if you'll stick with that book, the God of that book will stick by you. I've learned this in my life in the ministry. Before I ever become a preacher, I've learned this. The more I stick with that Word, the more I read that Word, the more I study that Word, the more I stay in that Word, the less I stumble. You notice I didn't say I don't stumble. The less I stumble. Tonight, if you have a problem with stumbling, get in that Word. It's that solid foundation that'll give you hope, it'll give you peace, it'll give you rest, and give you what you need in your life. I tell this and we're going to go. We're talking about I ride unto you. I tell all the young couples when they get married, me and Brandy does, and we do this all of our life. We did it since I got saved. She was already born again. There's one thing we do every morning when we get up. We do a devotion together. It's a little old devotion book. It ain't that big. It takes about 3 minutes. If my coffee ain't kicked in yet, she reads it. Okay, y'all may be morning people. If my coffee's kicked in, I read it. And we read that little old devotion, and it don't take 3 minutes, 4 minutes, all it takes. But it's the Word of God. And there's a prayer at the end. We pray, and she goes off to work. She goes on. I go about my day doing what I do in the ministry. You say, what good is that, preacher? Here's what I tell all the young couples, and this will be good for you. If you need this, you can use it. If we was to get mad at one another and have a little stumble, a little disagreement, it can last only to the next morning. It can't last no longer. I may sleep on the couch all night long. I don't sleep on the couch, by the way. She may turn her back to me, Brother Harold, you hear me? She may put her back to me, but I don't get on the couch. And I've seen it so many times. When 5 o'clock rose to get up, and it's time to get up, and we go in there, I can be mad at her, she can be mad at me. But that devotion book's laying right there. And you know what brings us back together, keeps it 22 years, what's kept bringing us back together is the Word of God. It's the Word of God. You see, we can stay mad all the way to the next morning. But see, that covenant we made has not only been made between me and her, but that covenant's been made between me, her, and the Father. And when we break that bread the next morning, I know it won't be long. I'm going to get a kiss before she walks out that door. Why? Ain't got nothing to do with me. It's for His name's sake. Amen? So tonight, it's written, I've written this unto you. Little children, fathers, and young men, wherever you're at tonight, if you're not happy where you're at, start reading that word and let God grow you. If you're not happy where you are tonight in Christ Jesus, just get to read that word and let Him grow you. Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. Lord, I thank you so much, Father, that as we read the word, we don't stay as little children. We don't have to be there. We don't have to stay there. Father, you grow us. And there comes understand things more than we used to. Father, we have